This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa remains warm with a touch of cloud cover. As the day progresses, conditions remain pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, the IDF General Staff maintains that Hezbollah's hideouts have become death traps, insisting the group entered into a strategic ambush by aligning with Iran. Also, according to Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, Hamas is preparing to announce the successor to Sinwar. The Qatari channel Al Arabi suggests the announcement will come this week. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports two Gaza flotilla leaders have been detained and brought to Israel for questioning. Authorities accuse them of ties to hostile entities. Separately, I-24 News informs us Iran has executed two men accused of spying for Israel earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that President Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move that could aid in a broader peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Movie star Adam Sandler, posting just minutes ago, expressed unwavering support for Israel, condemning critics not living through similar circumstances. Al Arabiya, reporting earlier today, featured Professor Murat Aslan discussing potential military escalation due to U.S.-Iran nuclear tensions. Oren Barsky, a commentator, questioned Amnesty's alleged support for groups with Islamist links, suggesting the organization needs re-evaluation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's perspective on Hezbollah, Walla reports that military officials view Hezbollah's recent actions as a misstep, leading them into lethal traps. This assessment comes amid escalating tensions in the region, affecting civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the potential leadership change in Hamas, Israel Hayom notes that the upcoming announcement could signal shifts in Hamas's political direction. This development might influence ongoing negotiations and regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the detention of two flotilla leaders. Israel accuses them of involvement with hostile groups, a claim they deny. This incident could strain international relations, particularly with Spain and Brazil. In Iran, I-24 News covers the execution of two alleged spies. Iran claims they were linked to Israeli intelligence, a charge Israel disputes. This action raises concerns about further escalations between the two nations. Finally, Axios details a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This ceasefire, arranged by President Trump, may create a temporary calm, yet its long-term impact remains uncertain amidst ongoing conflict dynamics. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports MasterCard, in partnership with Bank Hapoalim and Isracard, has completed Israel's first online purchase using an AI agent. This marks a significant step in digital transaction technology. Separately, Globes reveals that Checkpoint's recent financial results show lower than expected revenue but a higher net profit. This mixed outcome reflects ongoing challenges and opportunities in the cybersecurity sector. And finally, CTech highlights Teva's strategic biotech acquisition, indicating a revival of investor confidence in the pharmaceutical giant. This move suggests renewed growth prospects for the company. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.